So Thomas Jefferson talked about it in, I talk about it in the book Sovereign Duty and in my classes, but the reality is that when the federal government is using power that has not been delegated, it's actually committing criminal theft of the power that belongs to the states.
Color of law, is that color of law theft?
No, it's actual theft.
No, it's actual theft, right?
Yeah. Well, what do you call the Constitution of the United States? The supreme what?
Document. Supreme.
Law of the
Yeah.
land. Article 6, Clause 2 calls the Constitution the supreme law of the land. If you violate the law, what is that?
That's a crime.
It's crime. So when they exercise power contrary to the delegation in the Constitution, which not simply delegates power to the federal government, but reserves everything that's not delegated to the states.
So now, from a local and state standpoint, from a personal standpoint, we've seen tons of examples of all of this throughout the last few years during COVID. We've seen some states step up and say, we're going to make masks are not mandatory here, or jabs are not
Right.
mandatory here. We've seen that across the board. And of course, unfortunately, we seem to see the divide with red states and blue states on which front, which approach they're taking there. But then you have, on a personal level, you have business owners that say, well, we're not going to lock down, or we're not going to wear masks. And of course, if you go into a retailer who says you can't come in unless you wear a mask, I don't know that you have much standing there, because it's a personal company. It's not like big gov telling you this. However, when you start to see police officers going in and enforcing this, now we have a problem, and we did see a lot of people stand up to that, but I think we saw more people go ahead and lock their doors. And as you've pointed out, there's going to be times where we have to get really uncomfortable, and some of this is going to get really tough, but it's really the only way to fight back, and until everyone's educated enough to kind of flip this system back the way it should be. So one of the main top well, there's like two main topics going on right now. One is, of course, the whole IHR WHO, where they're saying they want the WHO in charge. And we've already got, I believe, a couple states speaking up about that. Didn't DeSantis say something to the effect of they're not, and I don't know how that works, because then you look at all the different areas they weave through and how they connect in with Big Corp, and they tell Big Corp, well, you follow along. And so it just becomes so sort of complex for people, individuals, to navigate. And I'm just wondering, what are some good tools, aside from educating themselves and, of course, non-compliance, moving forward through this, all this tyranny we're seeing here? What are some good tools, some good ways for people to go about this on a personal level, a local level, a state level? What do you recommend?
Samuel Adams said, "No people will tamely surrender their liberties nor be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved." He said, "On the contrary, when the people become universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink underneath their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders." And so what we must understand is that Samuel Adams has identified the problem and the solution right there. And a lot of times, and I don't mean this to sort of slight what you've said, but a lot of times people are like, well, what can I do besides getting educated? All right, first you have to get educated. And first you have to recognize that the education that you think you have is likely not accurate.